Hello.
Hello, my name is Alex, returning a call from the Alabama Department of Labor and Employment Division. May I speak to the person who requested the call?
Yes, this is him.
I need to advise you
This
this
is me.
call is being recorded for quality assurance purposes. How can I help you today?
Yes, I was calling for the drop my unemployment because we was out for the Christmas break. And I had tried to join last time, but I don't know what the problem was. Like, it was saying something that I'm supposed to been did wrong or something, but I did everything right. But that's what I'm calling for this time, for to draw for it.
The Social Security number?
Social Security number.
Yes.
417-29-9293.
First and last name again, please.
Cedric Cleveland.
Verify the driver's license number and the mother's maiden name for security reasons, please.
Okay, the driver's license number is 178-6023.
And the mother's maiden name.
Rhonda Cleveland.
Have you worked under any other name or any other social security number?
No, ma'am.
Have you had a name change?
No, ma'am.
Date of birth?
January 3rd, 1988.
Male or female? Male or female, your gender?
Male.
Are you a U.S. citizen?
Yes, ma'am.
Do you have difficulty speaking, reading, writing, or understanding English?
No, ma'am, straight English.
Okay, so English is the preferred language.
Yes, ma'am.
Do you consider yourself disabled?
No, ma'am.
Did you serve in active duty at the United States Armed Forces for more than 180 days?
No, ma'am.
And what is the highest grade you completed in school?
High school, 12th grade.
And if you are approved for benefits, you have the option to receive the payments, direct deposit into the checking or savings account, or the Alabama Vantage prepaid benefits card. The prepaid benefits card will take an additional 5 to 7 days to be delivered to you after you approve for your payments, and there are fees that may be charged for certain activities. Which would you prefer?
Can I ask a quick question? Well, I have a my work pay card. Would that be fine?
And it would have to be a traditional bank account. We don't accept any prepaid cards or online banking.
Okay, well, the unemployment card will be just fine.
Okay. The mailing address.
1350 James I. Harrison Jr. Parkway East, apartment 532.
City and zip.
Excuse me.
City and zip code.
35405.
Is the residential address the same as the mailing address?
You said the resident address?
Is the residential address the same as the mailing address?
Yes, ma'am.
Has the address changed in the last year?
Yes, it have. It changed this year. It was 705. It just changed to 532 this year in September.
Okay. Did you file for or receive unemployment benefits in another state within the last 12 months?
No, ma'am.
Did you receive notification that you have TRA certification?
No, ma'am.
Have you worked since the last time that you filed unemployment?
You said, have I worked since I filed for unemployment last time?
Yes.
Yes, ma'am, I have.
Was the work that you performed with the same employer that you reported on the last claim?
Aramark.com.
Was that the same employer that you reported on the last claim?
Yes, ma'am.
When was the last day that you worked?
This Friday, December the 9th.
Okay. And did you work in another state other than Alabama with an employer that is not military or federal government within the last 18
No.
months?
No, ma'am.
Have you worked for the federal government as a civilian in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
And did you serve an active duty in the military in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Since Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
Since Sunday?
Yes, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
Yes, but they have us off all into January.
Do you work for yourself? Do you own a business or are you a corporate officer for a business?
I work for a business.
Are you currently working solely on a commission basis or do you have a real estate license?
Say that again, I can hear you.
Are you currently working solely on a commission basis or do you have a real estate license?
Commission basis.
Are you currently registered for or attending school or training?
No, ma'am.
Are you available to accept full-time work?
Yes, ma'am.
Are you available for all of the shifts in the normal trade or occupation?
Yes, ma'am.
Have you applied for or are you receiving a pension other than Social Security from an employer you have worked for in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Have you applied for or are you receiving a workers' compensation due to a work-related injury?
No, ma'am.
Okay. Do you work through a union?
No, ma'am.
Did your employer give you a definite date to return to work?
Yes, ma'am.
What date is that?
January the 9th, 2023.
Okay. And your job title?
Maintenance at Bama Dining.
Are you seeking work in the current occupation?
Excuse me?
Are you seeking work in the current occupation?
No, ma'am.
And what was the name of the employer as in the name of the company on the pay stub again?
Bama Dining Lakeside.
That was your last employer. That's what it says on the pay stub.
Yes, ma'am.
So it wouldn't say Aramark Campus.
Actually, it says Aramark. I mean, Bama Dining. Aramark employer at Bama Dining.
The telephone number to the employer.
You said the phone number.
Yes.
I just only had my manager's number.
Okay.
205-393-1795.
The day you started working there?
Officially started working there?
Yes, the day that you started working there.
I started November the 1st, 2021.
Okay. You said the last day that you worked was when again?
Just December the 9th, 2022. This Friday just passed.
The city the work was performed in?
Alabama, Tuscaloosa, Alabama.
Have you received or do you expect to receive any of the following pay for any time after the last day of work? That includes vacation pay, sick pay, or holiday pay.
No, ma'am, not until I get back and we have to work normal, put them weeks in hold. And that'll be next year.
Have you applied for a pension? Are you receiving a pension from this employer?
No, ma'am.
And why are you no longer working again? You said you're laid off.
Yes, ma'am, for the Christmas holidays.
Do you elect to have 10% of the weekly benefit check withheld for federal income tax?
You said for income tax?
Yes. Do you elect to have 10% of your weekly benefit check withheld for federal income tax?
Oh, yes, ma'am.
Okay. So I'm about to provide you with your PIN number for the weekly certification. Are you ready for it?
Hold on, let me get, I have a pen and okay, let me get a pen and okay, I have a piece of paper. Go ahead.
That PIN number is going to be 2988.
Got it.
So the following instructions and telephone numbers are very important. It normally takes 2 to 3 weeks to process an unemployment claim. However, you must begin meeting unemployment claim requirements effective this week. The unemployment claim we finished also registered you for work with the Alabama Career Center system. Your Career Center application will remain active for 90 days. However, you are required to maintain an active Career Center application for the duration of the unemployment claim. In addition, you must either visit one of the Alabama Career Centers or log in at alabamaworks.alabama.gov.
Hold on, hold on, hold on. You said Alabama.
Alabama Works
Alabama Works.
dot Alabama
Dot Alabama.
dot gov, GOV.
Okay.
And update the online resume. A failure to do so will cause a denial in the benefits.
Okay.
Unemployment claims use calendar weeks that begin on Sunday and end on Saturday. You must file a weekly certification, either by the telephone or the internet, in order to claim the benefits for the previous week. If you choose to file via the internet, the web address is www.labor.gov.
Yes. Oh, well, with that, I already got all the information. With filling the unemployment, I got that on paper. Like all the information for that, I already got that in my hand.
I still have to provide it to you, sir. So that website is going to be www.labor.alabama.gov.
Yes.
And if you choose
Okay.
to file via the telephone number you need to call every week is 800-752.
Okay. 1-800-752.
7389.
Okay, I got it.
So your weekly certifications can be made on Sunday through Friday, no later than 5 p.m., never on a Saturday. Please make sure you're filing your first certification, either by the telephone or the internet, this upcoming Sunday, okay?
Yes, ma'am.
Alrighty, so we've completed the unemployment claim. Do you have any questions?
No, ma'am, I do not.
Well, thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Claim Line. Have a great day.
All right, thank you.
Bye-bye.